Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host. Nah, fuck that, with your low, Glasses Malone. This is the thing about No Ceilings, right? It's always been like just conversation. This, I don't got no interview shit. Like, we really just be popping it about popping shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or nothing. Like, I try not to talk about daily topics. I try to wrap them up in greater conversations that's going to matter over 100 years.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I can see if I had the view because it was every day, then I just could talk about what's going on every day. But if you only going to provide one podcast a week to somebody that's a listener of what you do, make it something greater.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That make all the sense.
Yeah.
What's your favorite podcast, E?
There's so many, bro.
What's if it's one that's your favorite?
I really rock with The God Show.
The God Show. Who's that?
Ray Daniels.
Yeah, Ray Daniels. Love so that. Informative. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ray out here.
Shout out to Ray.
I'm supposed to go see Ray today before we leave.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be tomorrow. Or is it today or tomorrow?
I'll check.
I think it's tomorrow, so it's probably before we leave.
Okay, I'll call.
So Ray shit is on the game. What's your favorite podcast, dog?
This one.
You fuck with
I fuck with y'all.
My man.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
What's crazy is
you absurd.
Yeah. I don't know why people think that. But Pete was here Monday. He came Monday, then he had to leave.
Yeah.
His plane, he missed the plane, had to drive to Florida.
Uh-huh.
My man Taylor in the spot. What up, Taylor?
He had to drive?
Drove from here to Miami.
I mean, it's a drive, but it's not a terrible
it's like
drive.
Like 9 hours.
Still, yeah.
But he white, you know, white people
yeah.
Tim, what's your favorite podcast?
That's a hard question. Yeah. I'll go with the God Show.
So
I've been seeing that like populating on around social media lately, like heavier. So it's obviously getting more popular than what it was.
Yeah.
AJ, what's your favorite pod, bro?
the Corey Holmes podcast.
Corey Holmes podcast.
Corey Holmes is.
Is that Corey Holcomb or Corey
Holcomb?
Oh, that nigga crazy.
Yeah.
I definitely gotta do Corey. Show
I like Theo Von's joint too.
Yeah.
Y'all mess with Theo Von? You know who he is?
I don't know.
He's like a comedian, white dude, white comedian. He's hilarious.
Really?
And he interviews like a little bit of everybody though. You know what I'm saying? Like from he'll do Sexy Red, he'll do Drewski, he'll do you know, like an actor I can't think of. But you know, like he's like wide range but he, you know,
I'm working on starting my first what's your favorite podcast, Taylor?
Ooh. All the Smoke. They can't hear me.
All the Smoke. We can hear you.
Yeah.
It's loud enough.
Yeah.
The headphones loud.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jack. Yeah. Shout out to Jack and Mac.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a basketball podcast, and I'm only going to talk to niggas that play great defense.
Oh, no.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's dope.
Right?
You have a short list of
it's going to be like 10 niggas.
Yeah.
No, but like even if I talk to people, like my goal would be to talk about defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important. It's funny because in our group text, right, we'll be talking about stuff, but the more I study hoops, I'll be like, man, defense just, it really matters. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because it's in our face. Motherfuckers say you defense win championships, but niggas be like, fuck all that, man. Nigga, who get the buckets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be stuck. But Baron been trying to get me, Baron, shout out to Baron Davis. He's been trying to get me to do a podcast for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about doing it, but I'm like, if I did it, I would only talk about defense. I would never talk about scoring the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know how successful that would be because, you know, niggas don't like defense. Niggas don't like defense. Nobody,
even when you play hoop, like that's the part of practice you hate.
You be like, man, it's finna make me go.
Niggas gonna be sliding all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just doing rebounding drills, boxing out. You know, but that's the gritty though.
Yeah.
So that's
really
the good part
because
that's what it's about. That's where you get the. That's where you get the results is when you get gritty, when you're doing the boxing out, when you're doing the defensive slides, when you helping, you know, your man on defense or whatever, you know, trapping, you know, whatever it is. So.
Better question for you because you a pro.
Mm-hmm.
What's the equivalent of that in hip hop for being a rapper? What's those things that niggas don't like to do that is really the things that fundamentally make you a fantastic rapper at the end of the day?
Man.
That's but if, most of the time
on the
that's
technical
under,
side of
most of the
rapping,
time that's underappreciated in regular mainstream, you know, people that love rap music.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most underappreciated thing that you have to practice doing that the average rap fan would be like, man, I don't care about that shit.
Right,
like
defense. Right, right.
Like what's that?
Dang, I'm trying to think. That's a great question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Cause sometimes I wanna think is bars. Like I think everybody truly appreciates songwriting. I don't think it takes much to appreciate on a mainstream level great songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you start getting somebody who actually sang something that's hella
and
witty,
putting it together,
I don't think the average person really.
They don't.
Yeah.
No, the average listener does not appreciate the technicality and the bars and the schemes and how you put the words together. There's like you said, it's a niche following of fans. Like it's almost like the battle rap community or like certain you know, like certain rappers or certain people, like certain MCs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of that. So I think that is definitely very underappreciated because like you said, songwriting is so wide.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is a great songwriter.
Yeah, like offense.
Yeah.
Everybody can score.
Yeah,
it's
she's amazing.
Some
you know
people put up big numbers.
Right,
You
know
what
I'm saying?
Everybody can score.
It's not everybody can score.
It's mostly the educated that appreciate those parts. Even know what an entendre is.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
So, or just a student of hip hop or a student of the music because like they're listening with a different ear.
Completely.
They're listening to be satisfied a different way when it comes to listening.
Agreed.
You know, that's why we can appreciate Scarface.
Sure.
Now you see Scarface is like getting
Is it
just
pissing
due.
You off though?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
We so No Ceilings, GL, right in the spot, because we in the A, fuck with Tommy Taylor, on the boards, got the voice, AJ recording.
Yeah.
My nigga EP did the whole project.
Oh.
Yep. So my God. Pope.
Yeah.
Oh, Star, we gotta tap
Star, Midwest Monster, a real motherfucker, aficionado of this shit.
Right.
Just really as good as it can get if you listening.
Yeah.
If you listen,
if you listen, niggas be like, I don't hear it, but listen, nigga. Yeah. So, as a fellow disciple of Cuz of Face, does it like when you see people like, man, Scarface, man, like, you just notice right now, bro?
No, of course, and I think that's it goes back to what you said. We listen with a different ear since whenever we started listening.
Yeah.
So it's different for us. So when it's almost like when you know how you got those fans who listen to something and then they like it until it becomes mainstream.
Yeah.
And then they be like, I don't like it no more because everybody likes that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I think when you love somebody like Face and you love what he has done for the culture and for music and the way he puts it together. And then you see people. It's a bittersweet thing because you like, man, I'm glad y'all recognizing and y'all realize, but it's like, is it
you
too late?
Fucking dirtbag.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we've been trying to tell you this.
Forever.
You know what I'm saying?
And you just, hey, listen, you see him, he does but now a performance. You see him on, and you're like, oh, this tiny desk.
Yes.
He's on tiny desk.
Exactly.
Tiny desk knew they needed this thing.
Right,
probably
right.
asked him first. So,
it's definitely... You know, you got those dudes, and then you got people also who try to like make fun or make downplay the greatness too, and that's even more frustrating.
Though.
But that comes with everything, because again, people have listened or they have pay attention. But man, I love to see it though. You know what I'm saying?
People been asking me and shit. I saw somebody they was talking about his hat. They be like, oh yeah, so it's like
that's
why are you looking at his hat, bro? Like you're gay.
Right.
Yeah.
You like men, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and they don't mean if like you like men.
Yeah.
I mean like you're a dick.
Yeah.
You like I don't mean like you actually like men because that's just regular.
Right, bro. Right.
If you like men, you just gay. But like, no, you're not that kind of gay. You're a fucking asshole. I hate that we have used gay. We just, you know what? I took that from gay people. It don't mean you no more. It means you's a fucking ass, you bitch. I think like how the LGBT Pilford. The rainbow, I'm gonna appear for the word gay. I'm gonna take that. Yeah. That's not y'all no more. You just like me.
Reassign
it. Right.
Yeah, so, right. But you've been getting the calls too.
Man, I've been like I worked on Deeply Rooted. I did a lot of stuff on Deeply Rooted. Okay. Like, so I gained more, like I was a fan before I even met him. So to get to work on the project and then more than anything to have a relationship like a brother with him and talk to him several times a week, like it's frustrating because couple people has been trying to book him in LA for their annual thing and then they would kind of flake.
Right.
But now it's like after they saw the tiny desk, hey bro, I'm really trying to get I don't even want to call him for that.
Right.
Now. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel exactly what y'all are saying.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Post a tiny desk.
Yeah.
This we're gonna have to talk about this in this career. Because whatever happens post a tiny desk,
right,
is gonna be different. That's like talk about Jesus. Post AD after like 200 years after he died, and now you just it's a different Jesus, because right now it's gonna be weird to see what's gonna start happening with Scarface.
Because
I think this is gonna keep infecting people at the highest level.
I think so.
Like you can't, if you're Jimmy Fallon, you can't see that and not think to yourself, I need to have Scarface on this stage.
Yeah, exactly. Of
course. If you're the Grammys, you can't see this and think to yourself, I cannot have Scarface on this stage again.
Yeah,
like he deserves that type of time.
Yeah.
Are you a Scarface fan, Voice? The Voice? Are you a Scarface fan?
I am.
What's your favorite Scarface album?
Before we go there, do you think that it has a lot to do with the 50 years of hip-hop, though?
No.
Scarface, now, I'm not going to say. You know, no, I'm
Scarface is that guy. Why y'all even advocate for that nigga? Fuck Satan, whole ass. Niggas always advocating for that nigga. Somebody told me that one day. It was like, nigga, I'm God's advocate. Nigga, you Satan talking to me. Nigga, I'm God's advocate.
I like that.
Facts, though, like, because I'm not saying something negative.
I am the advocate.
I'm God. I'm the light of Christ, the LOC. Okay. Y'all advocate for Satan.
But you will have to admit there's more emphasis on the legends this year because of the 50 years of hip-hop celebration.
true, but I also think, yeah.
They
I mean, I guess
doors.
That is a door to
they
the marketing.
The
but if you look at Juvie, so Juvenile did folk, you know, they did Tiny Desk. It's fucking Juvie.
But
like, I don't give a fuck at which age you talk
about.
Like, do you want to see Juvie do the Tiny Desk or Sexy Red do the Tiny Desk?
They want to see Sexy Red.
Don't nobody want to see Sexy Red do a Tiny Desk.
No, I think it has to do with the catalog as well, and being musical.
But even Charlie Wilson
and that was fire.
They did it too. Yeah. So I think that NPR is trying to educate a little bit more by bringing on like some of the more... what is it, the legacy acts? That's what they call them.
Now, if they really want to get busy, they bring the Whispers out.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's fucking crazy.
No, there's so many.
But
that
because remember, you're just sitting down. Like I said, you don't want to see Sexy Red sitting down doing that. That probably would look crazy. So you need the talents that really kind of are speaking a certain life into people or just explaining certain things. You know what I mean? Like, I like to see Aerosmith do a Tiny Desk.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Tyler sitting right there. I mean,
course.
But certain things you need an energy, and that ain't where it's at. So, I mean, that type of platform was made for Scarface too.
But I do like it because it allows people to be educated. It allows you to really listen and hear. You know, I think that it's good for an artist like Scarface or any artist, like you said, that have bars or lyrics or whatever, and they tell stories because you can, you know, sometimes in listening or passing, people don't hear or catch everything. So it's an intimate. It's kind of like the Unplug used to be, you know, when they did that.
And what's crazy is we was talking about it and somebody was asking me about doing that. And I'm like, bro, you got to have some records. Like, that ain't no play platform. Like, I would just do my own.
No, you could do it for sure.
But I would do my
own. And funk it out.
Yeah, I would do my own.
But yeah, that's what we got to do too. Like, people be so caught up in like using
the
that
brand.
Platform. Yeah, the brand. You don't need that platform. You can get the homies and create your own
this
vibe.
This motherfucker got a band. We
that's
been
what
talking
I'm saying.
About.
Yeah, you can get your band and you can post up in front of the old schools. And
man, this is what
joy,
I was thinking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is my idea. Yeah. Tell me if it's crazy. I was like, we should go in the corner of Roscoe's, pay for everybody food, and let everybody eat, and we just be kicking
and
that motherfucker for about 45 minutes.
Yeah. And
just
let
be right in the corner.
And
niggas just be like, these niggas crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
And just pay for everybody food. See, hip hop used to do player shit because it ain't been player lately.
Nah, it's not.
They lucky it's the winter now because I be barbecuing at the Airbnb having niggas come get CDs and plates.
Right, right.
I feel like we got to go back to that store. Like,
I agree.
Hip hop really fly shit. Not fly money, but like connecting to other people and doing the shit that's above and beyond and connecting with motherfuckers.
I agree.
Like, it's just been boring.
It has been.
Like, that's why Sexy Red is doing well, because she's kind of exciting. She's fucking hilarious. She's not. She thinks she's sexy with glasses on. She barefoot and pregnant. She ain't playing by no rules.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And her songs are not bad. They're like decently written songs, and she executes because it's some excitement. But I think that's what's missing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like we have a barbecue out this motherfucker. Like, we talking
let's
about
do
doing
it.
For
let's do it.
West Coast winter. Just fun shit where you bring California. It's important as hip-hop we start bringing to town.
But I tell you that all the time. That's why I'm such a fan of you and your music, because you give us the authenticity or that authentic L.A.
Sure,
you know what I mean? That's what we was... most people was raised on that West Coast.
As
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. The sound, the what you rap about, the storytelling, even the visuals is very, like, entertaining.
Yeah.
It brings me back to, like, the old school, like,
Dog Pound.
Dog Pound.
Snoop, all
of that,
yeah,
how
yeah.
they put it together, and it's just dope.
I think we should bring it even more, though. Not just in the music, because I think the music, we do have the benefit to where it is spoiled, because we can go back and listen to the Chronic.
Right.
Doggy Style, Dog Food, whatever. You know, any of the Cube records, any Westside Mac 10 records, any records. But, man, imagine if we start taking, I think we have to take the culture, right, and put it on full display, like in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, of
right?
course.
So like,
everywhere.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, like, we go to France. Like, right now I'm going to England and France in January. But imagine next year when we go, Because that's somewhere we should go at least once or twice a year.
Of course.
But when we go, we bring California.
Every time.
Yeah.
And you know how much they would love that?
Yeah. The people don't get that.
They don't get that. Yeah. They don't get to experience
enough
that.
Of the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But just the culture. Yeah. You bring
the
it.
The whole
and that's,
thing.
And that's what I loved about certain artists like Nas or Common.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when
them
you listen,
type of artists, yeah. You be in Queens,
yeah.
You be really
there. Yeah, you.
You be like, this what this shit sound like for sure.
Like I didn't even, like I always tell people, like even Common with Resurrection, like he would talk about like eating at Giordano's or going to Giordano's
and then you
and getting
your
takeout.
Whole life,
and you like, what the hell is Giordano's?
I'm finna get over there as soon as I get to Chicago.
Then you go to Chicago, you go to Giordano's, you like, oh, this is what he was talking about.
Same thing, Jim Dandy.
Yeah, exactly. So Atlanta did that with, you know, but I always tell people with Nas, like, he didn't bring you to like New York. He didn't bring you to Queens.
He brought you in.
He didn't bring you to even Queens. He brought you to the 41st side in Vernon. Like he brought on that block.
And if you play
and you
that
was standing
fucking
there,
music,
like and when you listening, you like
one of the
damn.
Few things. Stall is a hell of fuck with Nas, and I'm like Nas is great, like one of the greatest. But this nigga. That is no lie. I parked outside that shit and plowed. I was like, oh, this shit really makes sense.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. Ain't nothing like when you play that music in that area and you be like, oh, this man. Like, I remember I was working on some stuff and I was in a rider. I was in my rider and I was playing Let Me Ride.
Yeah.
Coming down Long Beach Boulevard in front of the swap meet.
Whole different feeling, right?
I was like, oh, this shit makes sense.
Yeah.
Whole different feeling.
That's that when that music makes sense. Yeah. And you're right. That is. When I was over there playing that shit, one day I'm riding out Collins playing Deeper Than Rap. Nigga, it was incredible.
You
I
see
was
what
like,
I'm saying?
This motherfucker really nailed it.
You
it ain't
it.
It ain't the hood, right? BMF became kind of closer to the hood, but that early raw shit is all Collins, all off that beat.
It was rich. It was like top. It was just like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just like, it filled the air with that ambiance of like, oh, this is Miami.
I was in Birdman's car. Yeah, I was in one of Birdman's cars, I think, because I was in Miami, and it was something with the top down. I think it was a roll. It was something nice, and I'm rolling in a dicky. I got some dickies on, and I'm rolling playing Rich in there. I was deeper than rap, deeper than rap, and I was just like, oh, this shit makes sense. Yeah. Like if you play, like that's one thing I really pride myself in doing. When I went to New Orleans, I was playing 400 Degrees.
Oh yeah,
I was like, oh, okay. That's my real check.
Yeah.
My real check is I go to your town and play your shit and look around. If it don't look right, bitch, your shit ain't right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You go to Houston, put on face.
Oh, that ain't really, that shit is just crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That shit crazy. It's so I feel like that's the ultimate test in hip hop where, you know what I mean, artists ain't really taking that serious. But I think we had a space too in hip hop where we need to combine ghettos.
Agreed.
Because I think we just, people kind of getting tired of like, yeah, we got enough of you niggas.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna listen to these African people.
For real.
We had enough of you niggas. We finna. So it's like, okay, we need to come together because we can't let y'all go that way.
Because the frequencies is different too.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think Afrobeat and stuff like that is.
It's definitely way more festive.
Yeah, it's just you know,
festive,
it's like how people used to listen to reggae. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, you might not, I mean, some people do, some people don't, but they don't, you know, not everybody understands everything someone is saying, but it's just the feeling that you
facts,
get. You know
facts,
what I'm saying?
Facts.
You know, I think what Bob Marley said, one thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain or something like
that's
that. I might be
that Afrobeat shit is hella festive.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, hey, you be just wanting to sauce your shit.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah. It's crazy because Tech N9ne hit me. He's like, bro, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I need you to give me one of those beats, an Afro beat, but make it dark. And I'm like, bro,
exact opposite.
Exactly. Right. But I made it work. So
I'd have just added a tuba.
Yeah. No, it's just
tuba is that secret instrument that's rich and dark, but it could still kind of get you. Like tuba can go anyway. Like it ain't too many niggas use tubas. And song, Rich Boy song had that tuba.
Yeah,
Boy, look at here.
Yeah, that was
crazy. I can see Tech asking for that, though.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, you have no idea.
I want a song that's wet and dry.
I know it sounds crazy. It's like.
That's Tech, though.
Yeah, that is definitely
Tech
him.
Fucking funny as fuck, man. Tech is the funniest nigga in the world. He another nigga that's funny that people just don't take. Yeah. They take entirely too serious. And that nigga is fucking funny.
Yeah.
He be coming up with some crazy shit.
Yeah,
fucking fool.
Yeah.
And them niggas all got jokes.
He mimics what I was saying earlier about sustainability.
Yeah.
He has a cult-like fan base.
Yeah.
And he knows what they love.
Exactly.
He doesn't care about the world. Like,
you know what's funny? He cared a little bit more than everybody could imagine. I know that sounds crazy.
Like, the world?
Yeah, he really.
Versus his cult-like fan base?
Well, so it's weird, right? Because Tech's fan base is full of people who, like, who feel rejected by the world. Mm. But there's still an underlining desire to be accepted. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah. it's
that's why they're so protective of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why
don't go mainstream.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You're for,
like you
for
with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Tech, that's like, what I was well, saying I'm, earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tech, like, well, no, kind of like, but he is. So how people see the identity in him is different. You know what I mean? But I think there's a way to do it all, to represent people, to have nots and take them with you. It's just you got to keep it authentic too. Mm-hmm. You have to keep it authentic.
Yeah.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me.
But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The more I look at all of the Scarface shit, man, it just get crazier and crazier. It's just like people hitting me about Scarface. You know how fucking irritated I am?
Of
like
course.
People
of
texting course. Me, DMing me, gee, man, Scarface, Tiny Death, man, you know, yeah. And they trying to tell me about Scarface. And I'm looking at y'all like I've been talking about, so I've been telling y'all about Scarface this whole time, and now y'all going to tell me about Scarface. Now it's going to be, I've been fucking with Scarface. Nigga, no, you have not been fucking with Scarface, nigga. You're a damn lie.
But on you, are you on the record for saying that, though? Because a lot of people bring up individuals, especially artists, in the time that it's not popular.
On multiple times,
yes,
on multiple occasions, I have, there's a real thing going on in my mind, and I know EP thinks I'm crazy, and a lot of people think I'm crazy. I've said this on multiple platforms. I really think Scarface is God.
Mm. The voice.
No, God.
I mean, he is a God.
No.
Oh, he is God.
God.
I agree. Like, I mean, got, we can go there.
Like, we want to go there. Let's go there. Not like black man God. Like, I mean, like God.
Well, but okay. Do you feel like we're all essence of God?
Not
like we are.
Not
God.
Like I'm a God. Like Scarface is God. Like Scarface came and got reincarnated. In, like God said, I wanted to participate in hip hop and reincarnated himself into a form and to be him. Of hip hop.
Okay. So he got of hip hop.
He just like, I wanted to be a rapper. He knew it was coming. He's like, I want to participate.
Let me just be.
Like how God face. Did. The yeah. idea with Jesus is God reincarnated himself as somebody to live as a human in that time. And then he became Jesus.
Interesting.
That's the idea. That's the idea. God was like, you know what? I'm so bored up here. I want to live this experience.
Don't they say he's the king of the South? He's one of the king of the South.
No, nobody would ever say that. That's some T.I. That nigga is on a whole nother.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, he's on. You nigga ain't king of the South. That's a joke. That
but,
nigga
but I've heard that.
Yeah, that's T.I. That's some regular. Gip, yeah, but that's some regular human tip. Shit. That nigga way better than that. That's
you heard because he's got and
I've,
Tip.
Uh huh. Yeah. I've heard those two. Matter of fact, Gip told me a story. He said that before Tip was able to even claim that he was the king of the South, he had to make those calls to Scarface and to Gip.
I wouldn't even.
I heard that. I heard face. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I ain't tripping. Just, mm-hmm.
What the fuck would a nigga like as good as Scarface be care about being a king of a region?
Yeah, and then was one more person. Oh, it was Big Boy.
Yeah, but who the fuck would even like that? I mean, that's great for Tip.
Yeah,
that's I expect Tip. That I agree. Tip can be the Scarface on the hook. I'm telling you,
he's got.
I've had this conversation. You think I'm playing?
There's people who say Scarface is better than Jay-Z.
Yes.
A lot of people.
Like, I wouldn't say he's greater because Jay-Z has...
I'm saying
I wouldn't say he's greater. Right, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say he's greater than Hov, but I like him better than Jay.
Is this a maybe comparison that is, of Bill versus...
For sure.
No, I'm telling you, like...
So I is think, it perspective?
Well, no,
or
because...
Is it a truth?
Because greatness is measured completely different than better. Better is a preference. Right, greater is you. There's things you achieve.
So, is there greatest? Such
sure,
thing?
Sure. Like Snoop Dogg is the greatest hip hop artist. Everybody argue me down, but if you understand what hip hop is as this cultural street urban thing, there's no greater representation that's flew further. Now, does he? Okay. If he the best rapper, is he the? That's these are different conversations.
Right.
He's the most popular rapper.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hands I think down. And like I he's think, like McDonald's. Or, you know. So, yeah. He, anywhere in the world, people know Snoop. And
but is everybody listening to Snoop today?
No.
No.
Yeah, but I don't even know if that's really.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think everybody's listening to Aerosmith today or Michael Jackson
they
today.
Are. They are.
You know what I mean?
They are.
No, I don't think so. Like, I think like it's not as many people listening to Taylor Swift. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think the same people listening to Taylor Swift is going out to buy the new Aerosmith album. I think music and relevance is kind of like-minded to a degree. Right. Like, Jay-Z, if Jay-Z came out with an album, you know what I mean? He'll do well, but he's probably not going to do as well as Drake. But I think the true flossing point is that he's doing well.
In today's
right
song.
Now, yeah. 30 years later. Yeah. That's just like...
I'll give you that.
Hella crazy. But no, Scarface, like I've said this on major platforms multiple times. I think God looked at hip-hop coming around the horizon. Mm-hmm. He was like, I want to experience that. And he formed himself into a human and that Scarface.
He came out as a black man.
That would be perfect because you couldn't be in it without, and, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then like it'd be certain things he says in rap. I've talked about this, but the more significant points, cuz I will never violate the code to the streets. And I will never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep. Mm. Who the fuck talks like that? I ain't never heard a street nigga in the history of niggas say I'll never make a promise that I know I wouldn't keep.
You ain't never heard that before.
I never heard a street nigga in the history of street niggas say I will never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep. That's like something my dad told me.
Exactly.
No, I'm talking about like a street nigga. Like my dad is different. Not like somebody who was in the streets. I mean, like a father told his son that, not the general public. I'll never disrespect my mama.
So he's more of a messenger.
Yeah, even further. That's why I think it's like Jesus, where you could look at Jesus as a messenger, but he just formed himself to be in that
Jesus
time.
Was a messenger.
Yeah, right? I think Scarface is like God. Where
no,
he's like,
he doesn't think he's a messenger, though. No. He thinks Scarface is God. So God. Okay.
He just was like, I wanted to experience hip hop like the rest of everybody else. So he put himself in form and made Scarface.
Scarface, and got then, you.
I'll never disrespect my mama. Never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. Them is not gangster rap words.
But do you think Scarface has ever done anything that was questionable?
What do you mean?
In general, you know him.
Questionable about what?
As a black man, as God.
Man, a nigga be talking about his son. This nigga is different, man. I'm telling you, I listen to every...
So Scarface can't do no wrong?
Of course. Everybody could do wrong. Jesus could do
wrong.
Can
God do wrong?
No, but he put himself into human form like Jesus.
Oh, so when he put himself into human form, then he was able to commit the wrongs.
Yes,
here
to make a hip-hop story.
Understood.
Like, you not like... Like to chase people.
That's where Smile came in.
Yeah, think about it. Who you makes know, a song like that?
Right. God.
That's just some God writing shit.
All niggas, you got to do is collect it and smile.
Yeah. Who talks like that?
I got you.
That nigga sound like his lyrics be in the Bible.
I got that's
Scarface lyrics sound like they be in the Bible.
I can say that about myself, though.
Yeah, but that's because you are a disciple of Scarface.
I can say
like
I'm
myself.
I got
some Bible
times
lyrics.
Yeah. Like in my raps. You know
but saying? That's when you know you got your greatest Scarface moment. Yeah. You're like, yeah, face that one out. That's how I feel about Car Wise. Hey, man, Glass, what's your favorite Glasses song? Car Wise, because it's the most Scarface song I got.
Yeah.
So it just, it get crazier and crazier. And people laugh when I say that, right? They be like, man, you sound crazy. And I know EP be like, this nigga G, but I swear, I believe God will put himself into human form,
mm-hmm.
right? Just to have human experiences. So what's it like
though.
For them to
that
hear?
That is true.
What's it like for them down? Let me go be one of them.
That's true, basically.
So who wouldn't want to be a part of hip hop? You telling me God looked at hip hop, he's like, man, this is kind of, he for sure wouldn't be in disco. Disco is lame.
Well, especially if you look at now. I mean, hip-hop is not just a genre anymore. Hip-hop is involved in every aspect of...
Think about it. He saw that coming. He was like, I need to go see what this is like because let me go experience this.
Interesting.
And then he kind of became a child.
Mm.
And he greets his mother. Like, listen to this nigga, man.
Just and his voice does have that godlike like rumble.
I'm telling you, it sounds like if God was talking...
What?
And it's funny because he laughs at shit, but I'm not sure.
Mm.
I'm not joking. This is the fucked up part.
You really do believe.
This nigga be listen, who talks like this? Mm. Who the fuck talks like that?
So when you close your eyes and you think about, like if you prayed, you picture Scarface.
Because I would never tell God to reveal himself to me. I wouldn't even. What if he was like a nigga I knew? I'd be so mad if it was somebody I was
like,
just fucking over.
That's what they say the devil's gonna do.
Yeah, I already know who the devil. Yeah. I see all these motherfuckers. I know them assholes. It's always the people that's the nicest to me. Oh, yo, evil ass. But for God, it's like when people be like Scarface shit. Always like when I used to listen to Untouchables, like some of that shit sound like I was reading the scripture in the Bible.
Mm.
It's like, why does this sound like this?
Amazing.
Why is this soothing my soul after just going to shoot at these niggas? I feel so much better as a human.
Oh my
I'm telling you, I'm not sure. I've been thinking about it. I be looking, and when I talk to him and shit, I be like,
"So Scarface is your God?"
No. All our God. All our God, boys. All of our God. And he
because
just put himself into human form.
Sometimes when people are getting ready to go, let me just stop. I'm going to be honest here. If they're getting ready to go hit a lick or do something that they have no business doing, and then they turn on some music.
But you wouldn't play Scarface. You're going to stop. Scarface will make you stop doing some dumb shit.
Oh,
you'd be
know
like,
what?
I'm not finna. I would never do such a thing.
He's God.
I'm telling you, Scarface, the only nigga I know that I could play that'll make me stop doing some dumb shit, but it still be hard in the street. You'd be like, man, exactly. Like, you can have a child and be playing Scarface, and you'll be thinking to yourself, like, man, let me not lie to my son.
Yeah.
You know how how parents be lying to their kids and shit?
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably play Scarface, be like, you know what, son? This is what happened. I was a piece of shit to your mother.
So we just need a little Scarface in our lives.
Okay.
And that's what I guess that's where...
Hmm.
Why we did the Tiny
Desk. Tiny Desk, Revelation.
Because it's coming into
humans
fruition
needed that.
At this point.
They needed that. But I don't think he knows. Because I don't think...
Who?
Jesus
you don't
didn't,
think Scarface knows he's God?
Yeah, no. Jesus didn't know he was God. Remember when he was on the cross, he was praying up?
So he was God?
The idea,
according to the story.
The idea is that God wanted to experience life through human form, mm-hmm. and then Jesus was born.
Amazing.
Right? And so he put himself in so he could see what niggas had to go through. Mm. And he was like, this is how you do this.
Scarface.
And then so Scarface could be the same thing. I'm telling you, it sounds crazy, but it's probably true. And he wouldn't know. He'd be like, nigga, I ain't God. Nigga, you wouldn't even know, though. Mm. So that's why I be thinking about, he needed a kidney. I was going to give it
to
him.
On that note.
Start, what you doing, man? What's the plan?
Man, chilling. Just working. Just dropped a new single, Farming, with a video. Nice. Make sure y'all go check that out.
Dog, I just stopped because I've been out here when you dropped mm-hmm. it. Think of that title, Farming. What is that really?
So Farming, I'm glad you asked. It's like, so I game, right? Video games. Sure. So in gaming terms, farming is a term that people use, and usually RPGs or certain games when you kind of like, it's the grinding part of the game, really. When you like, you might grind
when you're
experience,
up all your stuff,
your attributes. Mm-hmm. When yeah. you're building up your attributes,
sure, I remember that.
You farm, you know, like, so you're, whether it's XP, whether it's building your attributes to get you stronger, to maybe to mod your weapons, so you at your weapon, like if you're playing with guns, you might farm to get materials for your weapons to make your weapons stronger. So that's what farming is. So, and I'm nice. Farming the rap game. You know what I'm saying?
That's hard. Like that.
So,
wow.
So
I fuck with this nigga. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's what I'm like. I'm in the film with the laser trying to farm something. Shit. So yeah. I'm just building up on my shit. I'm grinding right now. I'm farming materials. I'm farming experience
Fire.
To make my attributes and make what I'm doing stronger and better to present to the world or to take on whatever comes my way.
You that's know the saying? Shit, bro.
So yeah, that's what
I did
what
not know that. I mm-hmm. saw the title. I was like, I bet yeah. you it's some kind of witty shit.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
nigga knows the shit. On some gaming yeah. shit, right? I ain't game. I really game when I was little.
Right, right. But like we all have. Yeah, yeah. That's right, why I said we all gamers. For yeah, real. Yeah.
But you know, you just stop making time.
Exactly.
But what I do appreciate, and I think it's important because I've made this argument. So people like, oh, how do people game right when they get older? And I'm like, well, it's not gaming anymore. It's really socially acting with people you fuck with or just the other world.
Yeah.
And how does that like really like come into play?
You know what? It's great that you said that and it's great that you know that, yeah. you know, because I have so many homies who are older, whether they're my age or older or younger, you know what I mean? But they use gaming as like, it's therapy almost. It's therapeutic for them. Like I have a homie who you know, he killed somebody, did some time in jail, came home and he's here now. And he, you know, talks to his psychiatrist or to his counselors and they tell him, make sure that you game. Make sure that you spend time on that game. Whatever it takes to make you, to get your mind in the right places and to, you know, kind of, soothe whatever you're going through. If that's what release. You use, then yeah, like yeah release it and use it. And you know, I had another homie who was like, he you know, he's married and he got, you know, a wife, and you know, sometimes your significant other or whatever, you know, they be like, oh, you always on the game. But he was like, the game for me, especially now, because you can be in parties and chats and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was like, it's like going to the bar.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm. He was like, it's my bar.
I watch the young homies, bro. They be hooping on 2K.
Yep.
And they be like, the player be fresh. And they be like, blah, blah. And they go play yeah. with other people.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, right, and this is something for you. I had this thought, and I'm glad you brought it up. And I didn't even know how this conversation was going to segue, and it made me remember. I think there's so much more space in gaming for ways to interact with other people as a part of a game. I don't think even the gaming world has done a great enough job with some of the ideas we could do to make some dope shit.
Exactly.
Like, it's a lot of fly shit.
A lot.
You know what I mean? That could happen, that's got to reach. And I think it's important that hip-hop reaches. This has been my push, and we've talked about this, mm-hmm. right? Is hip-hop invading more spaces yes. outside of just, we don't need another liquor.
Right. No, that's mm-hmm. a fact.
We don't need another clothing yeah. line.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
It's yeah. a lot of them. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need to get into, I've been saying this, Killer Mike's Mitsubishi.
Mm-hmm.
Currency Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Games, stall. Games. Mm-hmm. Having more things where we start to involve. There's still no hip-hop game.
I know, and that's crazy to me. You know, I, as a gamer, as somebody who games, and you know, I take, you know, I, it's also therapeutic for me. Like, I'm in the studio. Like, my thing is, I'll wake up, write raps, play the game. Get off the game, write more raps, play the game. Like, it's kind of like I'm back and forth all day. That's what I do because, you know, I might burn myself out or I might be like, well, let me free my mind a little bit and I'll play the game. And then I might be playing as I'm playing, come up with some crazy idea, turn on the mic. Oh, yeah. Let's turn cut on the beat. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. That's how I do it. Yeah. But one thing I notice as I play these games, and I play all types of games across the board. I know some people, you know, we was talking in the group chat. And I was like, you know, people be playing like games, but they'll only play like 2K and Call of Duty or something. You know what I mean? Like
only
something
the
like that.
Game.
Yeah, only
the
yeah,
biggest game
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's kind of how people listen to music too. Sometimes they only listen, they don't dig beyond it. But make a long story short, as you play games, I see there's not many black characters in video games. There's not many lead roles of like you playing a video game with a hero or somebody who is like saving the world or doing whatever it is that's a black character.
So that's what this podcast is all about right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's very important that we do that. Like that we have people that look like us.
Good looking out, cuz.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the west coast of the USA and produced by my homeboy, A-King, for the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.